Comedians. Dom Figg in studio with us.
He's impressed, you can tell.
Haven't figured it out
yet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And boy, I don't know if you heard it from Connecticut. You probably did. Loud Island Bite Bash presented by the Shark
at
the UBS Arena last night.
Wow.
AJ and I were lucky enough to attend.
Whew.
And boy, what a concert that radio station put on. Great
Seriously.
Job.
Yeah.
3 Days Grace, I Prevail, Sleep, Theory, and The Funeral Portrait.
Yeah.
If you think about it, there aren't really any funeral portraits.
No, there isn't. There are now.
You know, we have baby pictures.
Right.
We have pictures all through life.
Yeah.
I'm at this birthday party. I'm over here, and here I am old, and here's the retirement picture, and I'm with my grandkids, and then now I'm getting older, and then it just stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Well, there's no, because the book should be, here's the first baby picture.
Right.
And then.
Should be the beginning and end.
Harry is in the casket.
Right, the preface, yeah. Actually, years ago, going through my mom's photo album, she actually has a couple of people in caskets.
I think back in the day,
they did, and now
they don't want to do it.
Yeah, right. Which is good, because I don't want to see it.
And maybe dig some people up after a couple of years and take one more photo.
Yeah, like, one more.
Here's
3 years in.
Decomposition.
Yeah, he used to be a musician, now he's decomposing.
Hey!
So I do have to say I had three things on my list of schedule over the last couple of days that I thought, I don't want to do these things. So I had a little anxiety.
Uh-huh.
One was going to meet the staff over on Long Island
because,
you know, they had just let someone go. And it's like,
you know,
who are these guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all right. That went really well. Staff's very cool. A lot of energy. Good people.
Yes.
And then the other was meeting a bunch of regionals, all the top people from around the country, and they wanted me to speak at this thing. I'm like, all right.
Oh, boy.
Okay, what do I have to say?
Totally wrong.
That went really well. They liked our panel a lot.
Nice.
Jimmy Koplik was there, Jonathan Carbeauty, our real estate guy, and then Kevin from Brown Roofing.
Cool. Good
luck. I had one more, and I'm like, this is the one where they're just going to carry us out into the parking lot and beat our heads in.
I had that thought.
Yeah.
That's why we're all black.
Yeah, the torch is lit.
Yes.
And I know.
Like Frankenstein.
You know, we've all been let go from a job, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and you know the pain.
Several times.
You know, we know with the radio, you become very close and it's family and then the person's gone and you're pissed. And you're not necessarily pissed at us, but you're pissed.
In general.
Right.
And then it's not the same. So then now you are pissed at us. You're pissed at them. You're pissed at.
Right. You're almost like the stepdad coming home.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I was saying last night there.
It's like a bad
Hi, we're here to have sex with your mother.
You're right.
Yeah, it's like a bad Kevin James film.
Right. It's like, but daddy hasn't been buried yet.
We haven't
Get out of the way.
Right.
I'm going to the bedroom. It's a little soon for everything.
Yeah,
and I wanted to be respectful of that. I didn't want to go there. And they said, you want to go up on stage? I'm like, you know, I just feel like I don't want to be like sticking the flag in the ground.
Exactly.
Like, right. Chaz and AJ.
This time for that.
I want to be respectful.
Yes.
So I thought, all right, well, I don't even know how it's going to be. You know, is it going to be mass booing?
Yeah.
Right. And we walk into UBS Arena, which, by the way.
Gorgeous.
Wow. I remember the Nassau Coliseum, and it was much like the New Haven Coliseum, where it was a dump.
Right.
And it should have been closed like 30 years before it was closed.
Chunks of ceiling falling out.
My God, did they build a palace for the New York Islanders.
Damn, man.
And deservedly so.
Yeah.
You know, four championships, four Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
So we walk in, and we see they put the Shark table, the radio station table, right near the merch aisle. By the way, this is unlike any merch aisle I've ever seen. 3 Days Grace probably made more money from their merchandise than they did for playing the concert.
Seriously.
That line was 60 to 90 people deep for all of the 3 hours that I
stayed
saw.
Stayed like that, yeah.
And I don't think it ever ended.
It moved.
Yeah, those fans are super fans, and they bought a lot of stuff. So here's the station table. Here's the line. So it's a captive audience.
Yes.
And we walk over. And, you know, Rob Rush, the afternoon guy, is doing a mic break. He's talking to the crowd. The crowd's cheering.
Yeah.
I'm like, wouldn't that be something if we start talking? And now they're not cheering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
right.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah, they don't know us yet. Why would they cheer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're better off waiting a minute.
You're better off waiting.
Yeah.
So I walk over and I go, hey, Rob, how's it going? He looks at me and goes, oh, I got to go do a stage announcement. And he just walks away.
Yeah.
I'm like, not the best. But you know,
he left abruptly. Why he leaves so abruptly?
You know, when your sergeant says, I got to go.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, what's coming over the hill?
Yeah, why are we staying on X?
And then Patrick, who's the operations manager, and by the way, he's like a general.
Yeah.
Okay? Very stoic. Nothing phases him.
Right.
He's like, you guys want to get on the mic? I'm like, do you think that's a good idea? He's like, absolutely. 300 people came by. Not one person said one negative thing. I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. He goes, got to go.
Right. Again, he's
He left the film. What would you be thinking at this point?
Oh, man, I'm really on my own here.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, I'm not getting on the mic now.
No.
Probably not.
It's time for that.
Yeah, I'll meet the kids next time I'm there.
Right.
Right, we're going to do it all. And then we did a couple laps around the place and checked it out. It's really a palace.
Yeah. Mm.
It is. You know, we now have a lot of great concert places to go to. You know, besides the Amp and the Oakdale and Xfinity or whatever it is, the Meadows now.
Mohegan, yeah.
Mohegan, and then you got Jones Beach, and you got UBS.
Yeah.
Patchogue Theater.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole, and it's all within, you know, 15, 25 miles of one another.
Driving distance, yeah.
Yeah, it's a ferry ride.
Yeah,
really. But yeah, we walked around there. It was great, and we came back, and then we started taking pictures with the shark listeners.
Yeah,
and they were great.
Yeah,
which is great.
Very cool.
Yeah, a lot of them were like, "Welcome and good luck."
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
Very encouraging. And then we went into the radio station suite. This thing is like a palace.
Yeah.
Wow.
So most suites are up high, and you kind of lose the connection.
Yeah.
The
you
energy
see the band way down there, yeah.
Yeah, the band's way down there.
Yep.
It looks like they're having fun way down there.
Yeah, we're up here.
We got a bathroom here, but they're having fun.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These suites were ground level with a full giant marble bar.
Very ornate.
Wow. Its own private bathroom.
Yeah.
So you don't have to leave the suite. And then you go and you walk out and you're right there. A couple rows up from the floor, you look right over people and there's the band.
Yep.
Oh, this is now. This is a suite.
Very cool.
This suite is sweet.
Yeah, sweet, sweet,
sweet.
And so everyone with the radio station, the staff's in their seats. So I'm carrying a beer, and I'm walking up the stairs, and it's one of those moments where like the white lights are on.
Yeah,
you know the show's not dark right now.
Yeah,
it's like very the place is lit,
very bright. Yeah.
I take one step, two steps, trip, boom, bam, with my beer splash in the air in front of the staff.
All of a sudden, like, why is he down?
All the
should
cameras.
I go down too?
All the cameras come
out. This is, you know, the last thing anybody wants to do when they're meeting one new people and two new coworkers.
Yeah,
it's
Guy was wasted. Should have seen him.
Yeah.
And that's what you would think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Testing gravity.
Anyone got another $37 I can have?
Right. Those beers were not cheap.
Oh, yeah, right?
Gosh. That's crazy.
Really, I should have just got a straw and sucked that beer off the step.
Right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The first step's 12 inches. The second step's 15 inches.
Yeah.
The first step I got on, I'm like, this is a low step.
Yeah.
And I just adjusted myself for that. And then the next step was a regular step.
Yeah, you would.
I'm like, this is such a New York thing. Like, yeah, figure it out.
And then you go back jerk. When you're not there and they've adjusted it down to normal.
One second you were there. Next thing you know, I'm like,
I was gone.
Why the floor?
I was gone.
Yep. Oh, boy.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. I shook it off.
Yeah. It happens.
And those drinks aren't cheap. By the way, what are you? Let's do a little prices right here. Okay. Medium sized bottle of water.
Okay.
Not the super large.
Right.
Not small.
Medium. The regular. Okay.
Medium sized bottle of water.
Right.
Cup of IPA. I'd say probably 12 ounces.
Okay.
Maybe
two of those?
Maybe 14. No, one.
One. One of those.
One IPA.
Yeah.
One water,
uh-huh,
and a mixed drink.
Okay.
That mixed drink is the one that's going to get.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I see, $35.
All right.
I'm going to go with 40.
All right. Phil?
Well, let's see. 56.
Ruth?
I'm going to say 43.
Actual retail price of those three beverages, $75.
What? No, what?
75.
I'm surprised Kristen didn't run behind me and like,
what a
grab
mop.
That beer.
Right.
Oh, man.
Borek.
Wow.
$75. I don't know how anyone lives on Long Island, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
expensive.
Cost of housing, the taxes,
and
everything.
Yep.
And then, you know, you're trying to go to a concert.
To forget all your bills.
And
yeah.
I love that the shark did, all right, we're doing $38 tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
great.
Affordable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, boy.
You can get half a drink for that.
Right?
Oh, man.
But it was a real good time.
It was.
I mean, the bands were just spectacular.
Phenomenal. Yep.
Yeah. Hey. I didn't understand a word he was saying, but I'm like, I sound like that when I'm mad in traffic.
It's the one they play at weddings.
Yeah.
The father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
Let's give a big, loud island welcome to I Prevail.
This is from the pit.
Yeah.
Our engineer Jesse's in the pit.
Oh, yeah, the mosh pit. Good time.
Yeah. So that was us last night.
Yep.
And here we are right now.
Somehow we made it.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
All right. You ever have a gun pulled on you?
Dumbass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to you.
Okay. What'd you say?
A Detroit woman says a gun was pulled on her after getting her hair done. Let's go to the audio.
Yeah, this is a wild story. So Robin Phillips saw an ad for a discount at this hairdresser's house. So she decided to take advantage of that discount.
Mistake one.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Mistake number one.
At a discounted hairstyle.
At a house.
Yeah. I'll do it at my house. Now, if you know the person, that's one thing.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yes.
If there's an ad for it.
Right.
Do it at my house for a discount.
Right. That sounds like robbery coming. Yep.
Yeah. Red flag. Red flag.
Yep.
She booked an appointment for her and her daughter to get their hair done. When the services were over, the hairdresser said she was charging her more money. It wasn't what the discount price was advertised as. Robin Phillips said she ended up paying the higher price anyway. And then she says this happened. Take a look.
She had the scissors in her hand. She already had scissors in her hand. She says,
well, she's a hair cutter.
Right. Yeah. They usually carry scissors.
Right.
Sometimes a comb.
Yeah, that's not a weird thing.
Just see it.
Yeah. It depends on how you're holding it.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
That's
like
a
this.
Good point.
Right, right, right.
If you look like you're in a horror movie,
right,
in the horror movie.
Or the stabby position, yes.
Different.
Right, or the stabby.
The stabby, yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
If you're not going to pay me, then...
You know what I love about this clip is that I think... She's making it up as she goes along.
Right. Yeah,
it sounds like
yeah. Anyway. It's like, I think she, I need some good hair.
I love that they didn't edit it down to a sound bite.
Right.
They're showing you exactly how she gave it to them.
Right.
Then I'm going to cut your daughter's, hair. She just kept waving the scissors around like this. And I was just like, you know, just basically trying to calm her down. Like, please do not do that. So she runs upstairs and she grabs an AR.
Okay, here's mistake.
What?
Here's mistake number two. If you're having a fight with a hair cutter in her home.
Yes.
And she's waving scissors around.
Yeah.
Then she goes upstairs.
Yeah.
You leave.
Goodbye. Before she comes back down.
Especially if she runs upstairs.
Huh. I wonder if she's going upstairs to fill out a receipt.
Maybe
some cake or coffee.
Or give the kid a lollipop on the way out.
She's getting Entenmann's.
Right. She's getting some Entenmann's, a cup of tea. Oh, this could be nice.
You hear the spoon hitting the cup. She's stirring the tea.
Yeah. I like hot cocoa.
Right.
She'd come down, that chair would just be spinning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Right.
Right.
Like a cartoon.
The door is open.
Yep.
Yeah. And our car is a mile down the road already.
Ready, bird rubber. Yep.
Right. What do you think she's doing upstairs?
Yeah. It's a present.
I don't know. Let's just stand here and find out.
Why? Just wait. She seemed nice when the scissors are out.
She seems nice.
Yeah.
With the scissors and the mat and the screaming.
Right, that whole part.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to get a broom to clean up all the hair.
You know what? I'll bet you she's writing a letter of apology.
Right.
She's getting us coupons for future discounts.
Haircuts, yes.
Very thoughtful. Very, very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. So, I didn't know that's what she was going up there to grab. So she went upstairs to grab the AR. She's like, you're not leaving out of here until you run me my money. So I did just that, and she's still going on and on about it.
She did come down with an AR, according to the video footage in the story.
Right.
And she did point it right at her, because the victim here is holding the cell phone, and you can see she's got an automatic weapon.
Yes.
Wow. Right. That looks like it's used in combat.
Yeah, maybe some perps.
It's pointed at her in one shot,
right,
and she's holding it up in a second shot.
Wow, an AR. That's a little bit of overkill.
Yeah, that'll part your hair.
Jeez.
Well, I you know, she told the story that she paid her and everything. You know, I paid her everything she wanted.
Yeah.
And then she says she went up, got a machine gun, came down.
Right.
Then I paid her.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Which one is it?
Ruth.
I just noticed in one of these photos, she's holding the gun in one hand, and the other hand, she's making a finger gun.
Oh,
well, that's loaded too.
That's cray cray.
Right. Yeah.
Well, she threatens. So we get to hear the threat that she throws at her soon.
Well, the finger has a hair trigger.
Yeah, and you're hoping she uses the wrong gun.
Right.
it's like
pow 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 pow.
Why is this working?
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
I just loaded this.
Right.
I want more money. So I'm just like, Here. Just take it. I gave her basically everything that I had.
Big gun, ho!
Yep.
Big gun! Big gun! Out my house!
And say,
I'll shoot some stuff. No, I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you. Don't do that.
I'm just a star.
All right, so here's the problem if I ever there.
A little angry.
I'd be like, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, but slower?
Right. Yeah.
I've had headphones on most of my life. Yeah. Like, I'm not understanding.
I want to drink it in. Yeah.
All I hear is ringing.
Right.
Or did you pull the trigger?
Right.
She would actually just kick me out.
Right.
Like, just get out.
Right.
Yeah.
No, one more time, but slower.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me tilt my head towards you. I can't understand you.
Right. Just slower. Yeah. Slower.
The machine gun tells the story.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pay and leave.
It's even point that direction.
Can you imagine if that was like a scene in a movie? She's holding an AR in one hand and her fingers.
The finger gun.
Other.
Right, yeah.
That's crazy as it gets right there, man.
Yeah.
You're like, whatever you want. Here.
All right.
Right now, because she did all of this for what? When we could have just simply just handled it, you know, like adults. Hmm. She said, I will shoot you. I will bury you over $10. She was saying that. Yeah, she said, I will bury you over
$10. It's a lot of work for $10.
Funerals are way more expensive than that.
So you're already down $10.
Right.
Now you got to bury this person.
Well, maybe the hole's dug already.
And not for nothing. This woman's not small. It's a big hole.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of shoveling involved.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And where in Detroit do you find a place where no pavement or cement?
Under the stairs.
It's a place nice,
in early March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's frozen.
Yeah, exactly. You got to wait till things thaw out.
Not worth the money.
Just try to reason with her.
Yep.
So we pushed faster. We had to get out of there.
Okay, so after this whole thing, Robin and her boyfriend and her daughter went to the police department, one of the precincts, and filed a report, showed that video, not the part that we showed you, but the actual face of the woman, showed the police the video of the woman, told them where she was located, filed a report, and she said she's really hoping, she wants to tell this story, but she really hopes that people will learn from it and hopes that this will not happen to them. Of course, it's going to be interesting to see if
how many dumbasses see in an ad, hey, come to my house, I'll give you a discount.
Right,
And then you go.
And then the other thing, too, is that this girl's got an AR and her finger
gun.
And she's videotaping her. Like, I wouldn't even want to do anything that might upset this chick.
Yeah.
Here, let me pull my camera out. Hold on. Hold that pose.
Yeah, I'm recording, man.
Right.
Potentially shooting me, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to go viral.
They shoot the camera. It's all done.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
AJ wrote down superstitions. We'll see if any of what we think is on the board. 203-882-9757. Pollingford.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. And walking under a ladder.
Walking under a ladder.
You know, where do you think that came from? Like one person, or it just kept happening?
I'm thinking one guy's a painter. He walked under a ladder, a paint spilled on his head. That's bad luck.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think old staging back in the day when they used to put ladders against the wall and these ladder brackets and a plank maybe and then buckets and paint falling on people's heads.
Right.
I got to tell you, I love those old videos and pictures of old school New Yorkers, men on steel beams, building those skyscrapers.
Nothing.
Having their lunch like it's nothing. You look down below. I'm like, if a pigeon hits you right now by accident.
A gust of wind, whatever.
Bee sting.
That was before OSHA, by the way.
Yeah.
So you'd fall off the building. They'd get a shovel.
Right.
And then the next guy's got a job.
Yep.
Right in the concrete you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice and easy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. Is it on the board?
Yes. Walk under ladder is on the board. Considered unlucky, potentially, through the... The triangle formed by the ladder representing the Holy Trinity, or simply the dangers of items falling.
Okay. How you doing over there? Okay.
Good. I just choked for a second. It's over there.
I heard you.
He's not sick.
No.
He's blaming it on the building. He blamed it on my... I said, well, you were in my car all day and you sounded like S.
Right.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, the building and the car. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So,
It was just kind of stuffy.
Yeah. I think that's going around.
Yeah.
All right, Mike and Derby.
I'm going to call from his direction.
Good morning, guys.
Keep him up, you bastard.
Hey, Mike.
I like that mic, by the way.
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to say, don't break that mirror. A lot of bad luck for years.
Yes, seven.
Every time I look in a mirror, it breaks.
Do we know where that kind of thing comes from, breaking a mirror? That has to be some old ancient.
It's good luck for a mirror maker.
Yeah, right.
Came from AJ's face.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's weird. When I demo houses.
Yeah.
I'm very particular about how that mirror goes in the, I'm like, it's not getting broken on my watch.
Yeah.
Why?
Why take the chance?
Just in case. You hear these stupid things when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Yep. I worked at a home center and they used to have mirror tiles. And this one kid broke an entire stack of mirror tiles. We're like, oh, you're effed.
Yeah, his whole life.
And he wanted to get...
Yeah, it's the building.
And he wanted to get fired.
Yeah, it sounds like the building in your lungs.
Exactly
building
right.
In your lungs right now, that's all.
Going to cough your direction again.
He keeps coughing my way. Thanks, buddy.
So breaking mirror is on the board.
Oh, it is. All right. Yeah, I didn't even ask you. Sorry.
Yes. Believed to bring 7 years of bad luck, a superstition rooted in the idea that mirrors hold a person's soul.
Mm.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
And that's why you need a rabbit's
foot. Your soul.
It holds your soul or a person's soul?
Your soul.
Your soul.
Right. That's why you're getting the bad luck. You just broke your soul.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What if it's somebody else's mirror?
Still your soul. It's still you're looking at it.
Whoever's in the mirror.
What if I'm not looking at it?
Well, it's still you. If you know, I don't know.
Okay, I got you.
Logic.
They gave me two lines, okay?
Yeah, I got you. All right. Emma?
Yes. How about Friday the 13th itself, which is associated with bad luck?
Well, if you're... Yeah, the movie's definitely bad luck. Get the guy chased down.
Yeah, if you're a teenage kid going to a summer camp on Friday the 13th...
And you're good-looking.
Not a good... Not a good...
You have a crappy van. You got a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right.
And a girl always wears heels. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a bad day.
You never know. It's a Puerto Rican never got killed. We run.
Yeah.
Man, we don't
sit
there
and hang out.
That is true. Oh, my God, they got Manuel. No.
Yeah.
Never happened, man. We go over fences. Oh, yeah, we're out of there.
Ay, Dios mío.
All 15 of us get one goddamn car. We're out of there.
Does anyone have the stupid big red commercial playing in their head?
Yes. Yep.
I do.
Yep.
We'll get to more commercials in a second. Last night, Mount Island, Shark's Bite Bash kicked UBS's ass.
Oh, my God.
You probably heard it all the way over here in Connecticut.
Or felt it.
Yeah. Congratulations to the staff that put that together.
Yeah, great job.
The bands were awesome.
Yep.
3 Days Grace, I Prevail, Sleep Fairy, The Funeral Portrait.
Let's give a big, loud island welcome to I Prevail.
This is from the pit.
Yeah.
Bananas, and the fans were great, and thanks for being so welcoming.
Yes, thank you.
Met a lot of good people there at UBS Arena. What a difference from the Nassau Coliseum this thing. It's like night and friggin' day. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
So awesome.
Wow.
And just so you know, Connecticut and Long Island, there is a big concert announcement coming on this show Monday at 9.
Yeah.
Now, we go off the Shark right before 9. I wonder if we could do something. You'll hear about it if we don't do it live on the Shark. But Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, will be here. It's a breaking story, and it is going to be something you are going to want to know about.
Huge.
All right. Let's get back to this. Mike and Port Jeff, what do you got?
Hey. sorry. First time, long time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys. Thank you, sir.
Many car rides have been very entertaining. But do you remember the old Mount Airy Lodge commercial?
Yes.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Your love of everything.
Something in the Poconos. You're hosting the most of the Poconos. Something in the Poconos.
The one with the wine glass for a hot tub.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. But then the heart-shaped love tubs.
Right. Yes. Ruth? What?
Oh, yeah, no, I was the champagne glass with the tub.
Right,
yeah.
I didn't know what she was doing. I thought there was a stick-up going on. She's putting her arms up.
Right.
She's making herself the shape of a champagne
glass. I was making the glass.
Oh, I thought the field goal.
I don't know why I got so excited when you said that.
Reservations phone 1-800-441-4410.
Yeah. What did you do at the lodge? Was it like
your little cabins?
Okay, go to have sex.
Like honeymoons, exactly. They had a heart-shaped love tub.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
And unfortunately, the heart-shaped love tub had it was a mosaic tile, and one was kind of up, and I ended up cutting my knee. That's as far as I went with this story.
Oh. Yeah. So you were there.
The water turned red, yes. Yes. Just
Wow. Heart-shaped bed.
Yeah, beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Yeah, heart-shaped bed. You're either 1 foot would fall off one side or your head would go in the middle.
Yeah.
And there's mirrors in the ceiling. Yep.
And then you put the 50 cents in and the bed spins.
The bed couldn't rotate. And also they had
just very experienced with the beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
The room had a fireplace in the middle,
like a fire pit.
Not a fire pit, no.
Nothing like that.
Like a wood stove.
Yeah. Like a wood stove.
They gave you a free Duraflame log. You had to pay for the woods after that.
Right.
How many times did you go there?
Just once. Wonderful.
Just once. But you took it all in.
Yes, I did.
You had a membership.
I cut my knee, I lit my log, and I drank the free champagne, which gave me a headache.
It sounds like a t-shirt.
Yep.
I cut my knee, I licked my log.
Exactly, right. I licked my log, yes.
Like your log.
Licked my log.
Nicked?
Licked. Log.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, lit.
Mike, thank you for the flashback there.
Yes, thanks for the nightmare.
Of course. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Michael, Kings Park.
How are you? Yeah. I used to watch the after school special, and during the after school special, they used to have a commercial that said, VDE gets around.
Yes.
Right.
The number one thing about someone's VDE gets around. Yeah, it's some lady. Yep.
Yeah. And they played it at the Mount Airy Lodge.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time.
Yeah. When you
Mount Airy Lodge, VDE gets around.
Yeah. When you cut your knee, yes.
Yeah, you put your quarter in and then penicillin comes out.
I think the number one factor in life is VDE gets around. Yeah, it's a lady. Yeah.
I like it.
Phil, did you find it?
Is the number one communicable disease today.
VD gets around.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We should all clap for that.
Yeah.
All right. You guys like that, huh?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all sick.
Right, cool. I remember that.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
They showed a woman skipping down the street.
Yeah.
And she starts
excited.
Itching herself.
Yeah.
Where?
You know where.
There, that spot.
I don't remember
this. And
then
she goes up to a statue and starts rubbing against the statue.
Oh.
Well, no, that was for Red Lobster or crabs.
So don't touch the statue?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, the Mount Airy Lodge, at the end of it, they're showing like a couple like sharing like a nice moment, and it's the worst on-screen kiss you can imagine.
Well, they're
actors, so bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good old days.
I sent it to you if you want. He like kisses her nose, but it's like I feel I shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah.
Those champagne glass tubs they had used to leak a lot too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. VD gets around.
Yeah, there was a couple. There was a couple different ones for that same thing.
We knew how
so,
to
So, like, someone's knocking on the door?
No.
Who is it?
Right.
VD.
I don't want you.
You can't come in. No. Stay out.
William Jordan gets around. Yeah.
I love it. With feeling. Around. Yeah.
There's a VD hotline at the end of this, a 1-800 number.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I wonder if it's still on.
You remember, don't you?
I don't think we call that one on.
No, we're good.
I had it on a speed dial.
Right. Is it Dom? Is this you?
Oh, my God.
Right.
She sings it so beautifully.
Yeah. There's a couple different versions.
Like she could sing anything.
She could.
When she's singing the VD song.
VD song. Right. When we clap. Yes.
VD gets around.
Yeah. Yep. And she was into it, too. Yep.
Yeah.
Where is she today?
Well, at some point, that was the biggest thing in her career. I don't know if she went on to other things, but at some point, she was just telling people, the VD gets around, lady.
Right.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, then she was
and the VD gets around,
the VD lady.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to
see her on X Factor.
I'll be over here.
Right. Yeah. And then she was the voice. Then she was the Syphilis Symphony. Yep.
Yeah. Syphilis Symphony.
VD gets around.
They have an extended version of that. There's a 60-second version.
Oh, let's hear that.
Nice.
Stop. It's time to learn the facts of life. When a boy meets up with a girl, love can happen overnight, and it's spreading all over the world. I've seen love lots of times, and the one thing that I found, it's the number one fact of life. VD gets around.
VD, venereal disease, is the number one communicable disease today, and more than half of all reported cases of VD occur in young people under the age of 25. Ooh. Get the facts. Ooh. For help or information about VD, call this toll-free number. Remember, your call will be kept confidential.
It's the number one.
Is she dancing?
How's
she
dressed?
Just see her face. I remember the one I saw. She was just
sounds
her,
so happy.
She's like singing with passion, like VD gets around. Like she's really into
she's
it.
Into it.
Oh man.
Yep. Yeah, you only see like shoulders up.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's singing her ass off.
I picture her looking like a Rockette.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
kicking her legs.
VD gets around.
That's how it gets around. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Keep them legs down.
Oh.
Kick them higher and wider.
Brian in the truck.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I don't know if it was the early 90s or the late 80s, but do you guys remember the local radio Tommy K's commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah.
The Rawhide.
You keep each movie 3 days and every tenth's a free one.
That's forever.
Yeah. I had they called those donuts. So there'd be singing in the beginning and singing at the end.
Right.
And in the middle, there's just music.
Right.
And I would have to cut the voice of, this week it's Rambo for $2.99.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rolling.
Yeah, those are good, guys. Hey.
Yep. Tommy Cage.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you find that one for
us? Crazy.
Keep those movies rolling. Keep those movies rolling all night. You keep each movie 3 days, and every tenth is a free one. No one moves them out like Tommy Cage.
Tommy Cage. Drop him in.
Go on in.
Rip him out.
Drop him out.
Drop him in.
Go on in.
Rip him out.
Tommy Cage.
70.
No one say.
Only kidding.
No one moves them out like Tommy Cage.
Hey, just so you guys know, VD gets around.
Yes,
you see these cowboys here?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
VD.
Yep. Oh, got it.
VD.
Yeah, because
their saddles?
Yeah.
VD.
Because cowpoke.
A horse?
It's a cowpoke.
Cowpoke.
It's all VD.
It's a different meaning for cowpoke.
Oh, you found the donuts.
Yeah.
Movies rolling. No one moves a map like Tommy K.
Do you have Tommy K's on the island?
No, but I heard the commercial on PLR.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Long Island.
Gosh, things used to be so happy and joyous.
We'd sing about stuff.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything. That's We'd VD. Sing about gum.
Even VD.
We'd sing about gum.
Right. All of it. The clap. What happened?
Yeah. We'd sing about the clap.
Oh,
we had songs about VD.
Right. I'd be thinking about the VD song all day.
Yeah.
So joyous.
VD gets around.
Oh, man.
I long for those times.
What happened?
VD
Everything
gets
was
around.
Joyous right. back then. Gee whiz.
This is one I take one call too many.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Go
Chaz and AJ.
Crazy Eddie's.
So that was a Long Island, Connecticut shared
Insane.
Experience.
Yep.
Clip ads get the best.
When you
crazy
think
Eddie's.
Yeah. Oh my God, that guy.
Yeah.
Clip ads comparison shop get the best prices, and Crazy Eddie's will beat them.
Every employee robbed that place blind.
Oh yeah.
Including Crazy Eddie.
Little, yep.
I used to wear those big oversized yellow T-shirts to bed.
They had one by the they had one by the Smith Haven Mall. It was Crazy Eddie. My friend worked in there.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them.
Yeah,
I sang
they
that
all
song.
Turned into Circuit Cities.
Those yellow shirts were iconic, by the way.
You can get
and
them.
And one of the things they did very well is they just gave out so many free T-shirts, and like everybody just walked around in free Crazy Eddie shirts. I remember this radio station. Unbeknownst to what was happening on Long Island, when Long Island was getting the power plant.
Uh-huh. Oh, Shoreham, yeah.
Shoreham?
Yeah. My dad worked at that. Yep.
Like, everyone started... So you need a radio station to carry the emergency signal.
Yeah.
And every station that agreed to do it on the island got protesters.
Yeah.
And then Shoreham called us and said, do you guys want to... We're going to buy you a transmitter. We're going to buy you a antenna. What do you need? We're just going to write checks out.
Right.
And our general manager was like... That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Sure.
Next thing you know, there's all these people protesting outside Crazy Eddie.
Right.
Well, like our biggest advertiser.
What are you going to do?
We're like, oh yeah,
right.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Crazy.
I will say Monday at 9 o'clock, Monday at this time, Jimmy Koplik is on this show.
Yes.
To make an announcement that is an oh, wow announcement.
Oh,
so
wow.
We just got done playing. Make us say wow.
Yeah.
We're going to make you say wow.
Big time.
Monday at 9.
Yep.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show.
Boom.
And he has the kicker. We'll have tickets all week for that show.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
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 Not in Stump the Chumps.
No.
Just during the week.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm.
So.
All right.
Oh, here comes Mike McCabe.
Oh. Always has a people following him.
He always has a marching band following
him. I guess he'll go to the bathroom.
Mike McCabe!
Top of the morning, lads.
It is.
Top of the morning.
And to you as well.
How are we doing? They're painting the shamrocks on Broad Street as we speak.
Right. Very nice.
Yeah, I got arrested for that last time. It was July, though.
Yeah. It was what you were using as a brush.
Yeah,
that's
sorry
the
about
problem.
That. Yeah, it meant, you know, it happens.
Mike McCabe.
McCabe!
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 The chief organizer of the Milford St. Patrick's Day Parade since 2022.
Yeah.
By the way, great job. That's a party.
Yeah.
That parade is a party,
uh-huh.
and it gets better every year.
Yep.
Yeah, we're very proud. We think we're going to have a terrific time. We're really growing by leaps and bounds. We got 80 units this year.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Nice.
I remember when it was like four.
Like three cars, yeah.
There were like four
I call it traffic.
Yeah, like 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like, but then as soon as you get to that, you start going under that train bridge.
Yeah.
Like, okay, party's on.
Everybody's here. Yeah.
Right, they're all congregated in that one area.
It's like going to Toontown on Roger Rabbit. What?
Yeah.
Yep.
What are some of the units you have this year?
Oh, it's, well, we've got the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh, I love that.
I heard.
Nice.
We've got pipe bands. We've got the Sacred Heart University Clada Dancers. We have the Brennan Lucy Irish Dancers. School of Rock is going to be performing.
Love them.
The Law Band, the Foreign Band. Just a lot of nonprofits have their floats. The Elks will have a wonderful float. The Irish Heritage Society is going to have a float this year in honor of their 20th anniversary.
Right.
It's going to be a terrific time, and the weather looks great.
It does.
Yep. So far, so good.
And then it all ends right there. You know, just you stay right there.
Exactly.
The parade comes through.
Right.
And then you just wander into one of the local bars.
Of course.
Yes.
So awesome.
It's a must.
It's a great day.
By all means, support our sponsors. All the downtown bars and restaurants are our sponsors, Citrus and Founders and Stonebridge. And so by all means, patronize after the show.
Of course.
I got to tell you, I remember one year before I met Jennifer, I was in the parade.
Yeah.
I went through the parade. I went into Stonebridge, had a couple of drinks.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to go home, grab a nap. I'm home, grabbed a nap. I come back hours later. Now it's like nighttime.
Yeah.
I'm like,
still going?
This guy was in the parade.
Yeah.
That guy was in the parade.
Yeah. They're still going. Yeah. State power, man. Saucy. State power, yeah.
That's saucy, right.
It's Stonebridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is a wonderful time, and obviously we all head down to the Irish Heritage Society down in Devon. There's an open house down there as well.
Yep.
So we've got three bands all lined up for Saturday.
Where are the Rum Runners playing? Are they playing somewhere in Milford?
They're playing at Stonebridge.
Stonebridge, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
It's coming back to me now because it's a little blurry.
Right.
But there was one year where, like, I'm up on stage with them singing.
Oh, wow.
You were blurry, too.
I just flashed into my head. I'm like, oh, yes.
You were blurry, too.
Yeah. That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice. It happens.
Good time.
All right. What do we need to know, Mike? Where do you want us to park?
Well, you can park at the Milford Senior Center. You can park over at Harborside Middle School, the library down by the water. The parade steps off at 1 o'clock. Streets start shutting down at noon. So I'd advise people get there mid-morning. Get your breakfast. Get your brunch. Get
right.
your green on.
Oh, yep. That's smart.
Yeah.
Get there early.
Yep. Because
you get the spot. Then you go have breakfast.
Exactly. Right.
And
then
you just stroll onto the road.
Yep.
And here's the parade.
Yep.
That's a good plan.
Perfect day. Yep.
I like
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Anything else you want us to know? Things we could bring. Things we can't bring.
you can bring your money.
Gotcha.
Bring your money.
Bring lots of money.
Yeah.
It's green.
Right. It's green.
That's right. Bring your green.
The spin of the green.
Bring your green.
Yes.
Bring your green.
Yes, by all means.
Nice.
And by the way, congratulations to all the people who volunteer
Absolutely.
To help put this together.
You're good
like,
people.
It's always a great job.
Yep.
Yes, I have a terrific committee. I couldn't do it without them. And especially this morning when it's a little bit freezing and they're painting shamrocks on the road.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Will that dry?
So what generation are you from Ireland?
Well, my grandfather was from Sligo and my grandmother was from Mayo.
Oh,
nice.
That was a law firm, Sligo-Mayo.
It does sound like a law firm.
It does, yeah.
All right, well, congratulations in advance.
Yes.
We will see you tomorrow. And we're going to link up at WPLR.com if anyone wants more information.
Yeah.
The Milford Parade happening tomorrow. It's a real fun
It really
one.
Is.
And then New Haven on Sunday.
Yep.
So, Mike, are you going to be in the New Haven Parade?
Oh, no.
He's be sleeping.
Today's the day of rest for me.
I'll be sleeping, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm recovering.
Hell no.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right.
To you and the committee.
Yes.
Mike
McCabe. Keep going.
All right, you want to just close the door? Okay, good.
Oof. Good door.
Wow.
Wow, good door.
Who is it?
There they are. They forgot the hat.
Hold on. Slam the door. All right.
Quiet now.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a good party.
Very.
I love it. You know?
It's all good.
Yeah. We argue about a lot of stuff, but, you know, we love parades.
We do.
Parades are
good. We come together for parades.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Like, hey, we're eating, we're drinking.
Yep.
Everybody's
some
Irish.
Music over here.
It's all good.
Everybody's
some
Irish.
People marching in uniforms.
Yep. Yep.
Get outside after a long winter.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Go for a polar plunge.
Right. Not intentionally.
Right. That's right. So I just ended up here.
Fill the dock again.
Don't know how it happened.
Right. Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.